The third day of the blessed month of Abib, the passing of St. Kyrillos I, the 24th Pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 444 AD that one of the great patriarchs of the Coptic Orthodox Church passed away. This great pillar of faith was St. Kyrillos I, also known in the West as Cyril I, who was the 24th Pope of the See of St. Mark. St. Kyrillos was the nephew of Pope Theophilos, the 23rd Pope. Raised by his saintly uncle in the religious schools of Alexandria, he was then sent to St. Macarius Monastery. Kyrillos became a disciple of a very wise and holy old monk named Serapamun. Serapamun taught the young man the church books and the wisdom of the church fathers. Living as a monk helped the young Kyrillos to train his mind and body by practicing such virtues as ascetic living, which is living a very spare life without luxuries, fasting, and praying. After Kyrillos had lived in the desert monastery for 5 years, Pope Theophilos sent his nephew to Abbas Serapion, the most honorable bishop, to further increase the young man's wisdom and knowledge. Soon thereafter, when Kyrillos returned to Alexandria, the Pope was so impressed by his nephew's accomplishments that he ordained him a deacon and appointed him to preach in the cathedral in Alexandria and made him his secretary. Whenever Kyrillos gave a sermon to the congregation of the cathedral, the people would be deeply touched by his wisdom, knowledge, and purity of heart. He became well known for his righteousness and his teachings, and all who knew him greatly loved and respected him. When Pope Theophilos passed away in 412 AD, the church fathers proclaimed Kyrillos to be the new patriarch. Pope Kyrillos continued to lead the church in its devotion to the true faith, encouraging all people to resist paganism and to enter the path set by Jesus Christ. It was during the reign of Pope Kyrillos that heresies occurred that rocked the church. The previous century, Roman Emperor Julian earned his title of the infidel by turning away from the Christian faith that he had been raised in. Julian had written several essays that put forth the idea that Christianity was a false religion. Although Julian had died in 363, it was to the Pope's horror that these essays became popular reading material among the pagan young people of his own city of Alexandria. Pope Kyrillos set out to refute these heresies with words so clear and strong that many of the pagans saw the light of Christianity and converted. Determined to purify the Christian faith and rid Alexandria of all non-Christian influences, he ordered pagan temples to be closed, as well as churches that deviated from the Orthodox belief. He also ordered all Jewish people to leave Alexandria. This led to a conflict between the Pope and the governor, which lasted for a long period of time. Later, when the Patriarch of Constantinople, Nestorius, began preaching his mistaken belief that the Virgin Mary was only the mother of a man, not of a god or Theotokos, a universal council was called, consisting of 200 bishops that assembled in the city of Ephesus in Turkey. Pope Kyrillos was called upon to preside over the council. There he debated Nestorius and so convincingly explained the true role of the Virgin Mary and the nature of Jesus Christ that the council overwhelmingly agreed with him. Nestorius was dismissed from his position as Patriarch of Constantinople, and he and his few followers were excommunicated. Pope Kyrillos wrote a huge body of works explaining and defending Christianity. Among the best known is Commentary of the Holy Books. He was the Pope of Alexandria for almost 32 years until he peacefully passed away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, we commemorate the passing of Saint Celestine, the Pope of Rome. On this day, a great patriarch of Rome, Pope Celestine, passed away in the year 432 AD. He had been disciple of another great Roman patriarch, Saint Boniface, who was so impressed by Celestine that he recommended that Celestine succeed him as Pope of Rome when he passed away. But before he died, the old patriarch warned Celestine to be careful, that there were many hungry wolves in Rome with whom he would have to contend, meaning there were many troublemakers who were trying to lure Christians away from their faith. In the year 422 AD, Celestine was ordained as Pope of Rome. Coptic church history states that only a year later, the emperor died, and the new emperor eventually decided to remove Pope Celestine from his throne of Rome and replace him with Nestorius. Outraged, the people of the city of Rome rose up and forced Nestorius to leave. Nestorius would later become the Archbishop of Constantinople and would soon become known for his untrue faith. With his choice so roundly rejected, the emperor made clear his anger toward the rightful pope. Coptic history tells us that Saint Celestine feared for his life and fled to a monastery outside of Rome. One night, the archangel Raphael appeared to Celestine in a dream and told him that Emperor Julian had decided to kill him, and that for safekeeping, he was to go to the Patriarch of Antioch, Saint Demetrius. Celestine immediately did as the messenger from God had instructed and went to Antioch, which is in Syria. Meanwhile, the emperor was also having a dream. Three saints, including the recently deceased Pope Boniface, appeared to the emperor and asked him why he had left the holy city of Rome without a patriarch, and that God would surely punish him for such a thing. The emperor asked, what should he do? And the saints asked him if he believed in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The emperor answered yes. The saints told him he must bring back Celestine with great honor and return him to his position as Pope of Rome. Upon awakening, the emperor wrote to Saint Demetrius, asking him to allow his envoys to see Celestine and return him with honor to his throne as Patriarch of Rome. The people of Rome were overjoyed to have their beloved Pope returned, and for a while, his presence helped establish peace and order within the church. But there were still more of the hungry wolves that Saint Celestine's predecessor had warned him about. Nestorius, now Patriarch of Constantinople, had begun preaching a blasphemy against the church concerning the nature of Jesus Christ and whether the Virgin Mary was indeed the Mother of God or merely of a man. A great council of bishops assembled to debate the matter. Pope Celestine was ill and unable to attend, but he sent a letter to the council condemning and excommunicating Nestorius. It was at this council that the great Coptic patriarch, Pope Kyrillos I, took the lead in debating Nestorius, proving him wrong, and leading the other bishops to excommunicate Nestorius. Although the new emperor, Theodosius II, believed in what Nestorius had said, he was forced to exile Nestorius to Egypt, where perhaps the blasphemer could better learn the true and pure faith. Saint Celestine was the Pope of Rome for about 10 years, and when his predecessor, Saint Boniface, accompanied by Saint Athanasius, appeared to him in a dream and told him that God was calling Celestine home. The Pope cautioned his people to take care of their faith, for there were still many hungry wolves that would come into the city. He then peacefully passed away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.